Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Saturday a week, January 17, the Council for Burley Tobacco will hold its annual meeting at the Owensboro Convention Center this year. Council President Rod Kegel on a challenging market for growers.
Well, if you look at the numbers, we have probably overproduced, if the estimates are right, by about 20 million versus what the supply and demand quotient will tell you that we need. And it seems that those without contracts are the ones that are suffering the way the auction market looks, around an average of about $1.30. And it's very, very difficult to produce this tobacco at that level.
For most growers selling on contract, he feels they're doing reasonably well.
There's a contract station here in Owensboro, which is about the only one I'm familiar with, and I haven't heard anybody complain. Most people are averaging over $2, some as much as $2.04, $2.05.
With the oversupply, he feels contract buyers have been a little more selective.
I think they're discriminating a little more than they have in the past. You know, last year, we've gotten a little spoiled on getting first quality on some tobacco that may be a second or third quality, and I don't see that repeating, but I think everybody knows about what kind of tobacco they have and what they expect to be a fair price, and I think they're receiving that.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Mitch from Mitchell.
Growing corn takes a lot of water, right?
87% of America's corn crop depends only on rainfall. Of all the water used to irrigate crops, vegetables, and lawns, corn production uses just 7%. Portia from Portland.
That's still a lot of water, isn't it?
On a per-acre basis, more water, fertilizer, and chemicals are used on a typical golf course. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
In comments presented at the recent Farm Bureau annual meeting, Burley Council President Rod Kegel pointed to serious challenges on international markets, from foreign-grown tobacco chipping away at the share of American blend in international sales. He said competing with cheap tobacco from some countries where best management practices for the environment or child labor standards are questionable will be a real challenge. But more near-term, there is good news coming into their annual meeting.
Well, I think the good news is that the companies are living up to what they are buying, and they are trying to purchase the tobacco for the quality that it is in most cases. That's got to be something positive when they have so much control in this market. So feel good about that.
But a word of caution for council members. After several years meeting in Lexington, they're moving to Owensboro, so don't drive to Lexington.
That's right.
Teamed up with the Cattlemen's Association and other groups meeting jointly, but this year in Owensboro.
We have a new convention center here, a couple of new hotels, and a revitalized downtown that we'll welcome everybody to.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.